This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I spent an hour on Wu Flu and telling you guys, you got to wake up. Everything that we're experiencing with Wu Flu is just a metaphor for what's going on with Donald Trump. Everything you experience with Wu Flu is a metaphor for how this government feels about you, what Joe Biden thinks about you. It's a cover-up for everything. I mean, I don't need to connect many more dots for you, but I'm going to. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Here's something that's going to shock you, right? An uptick in myocarditis in babies. Anybody surprised? UK authorities are investigating an unusual surge in severe myocarditis, which has hit 15 babies in Wales and England and has killed at least one, according to the WHO. So this report is based on data they gathered from June of 2022 to March of 2023 in Wales and England. And it's on newborn infants. It said that this was associated with an enterovirus infection, which rarely affects the heart. And here's what they said. They confirmed this. 10 babies have been diagnosed in Wales. 5 have been diagnosed in England. They said that although enterovirus infections are common in neonates and young infants, the reported increase in myocarditis with severe outcomes in neonates and infants associated with enterovirus infections is, quote, unusual. It is said that in the same hospital covering the South Wales region over the previous 6 years, only one other similar case had been found. So in other words, in the previous 6 years, they had one case. In the last year, they had 15. Now, they assessed it as a low risk, but added that in certain situations, it may be advisable to close child care facilities and schools to reduce the intensity of transmission. Now, I don't know what they're talking about transmitting, except for COVID. But I believe here's what's happened. The infants are the product of women who took the shot. Yeah. And these women essentially kill their babies or created a real problem for their kids. Now, they say authorities in England and Wales are investigating the rise in the cases. Dr. Shamez Landhani, consultant pediatrician, said that given a higher number of the average cases in Wales in the autumn and winter months in very young babies, they're investigating the situation in England to see if there are any similar cases which have been observed here and whether there are any factors driving the increases in cases. Is there anything new? Is there a doctor in the house? The cases occurred from June 2022 with a peak in November of 2022 involving babies under 28 days of age. These babies developed myocarditis within this cluster. They said one baby's in the hospital, 8 are being managed as outpatients, and one baby has died. Massive question. Consultant pathologist and heart member Dr. Claire Craig said, a massive question about whether or not these babies or their mums are vaccinated. What do you think? I'm going to leave it up to the audience to decide. Do you believe that these babies have been vaccinated? Just curious. So one of the major symptoms, as you know, of Wu Flu vaccinations is myocarditis. Now, the number of babies who died from Wu Flu can be counted on your hands and feet. Yet, more babies are dying from the mothers having taken the shot. Now, that begs a whole other question, doesn't it? If it's her body, and she can do what she wants, and her body got this kid who's now born myocarditis, and that child is now a baby, an official baby, one that they can't kill, at least not easily, Is the mom at fault for this? He said, and we saw, like with other viruses, they keep going, I don't want to pronounce all these words because it's not good radio, but essentially they're saying, we haven't seen this before, and we think we know what it is, but we're afraid to say it because it might stop our funding, But here's what they do admit. When the vaccine comes along from 2021 and the incidence rate of myocarditis went very high, well, we sort of put two and two together. The public health authorities claim that they want to maintain trust, yet they won't explore these avenues to rule out concerns, she says. So this is a doctor that's wanting to look into this. It's saying, look, I believe the children of the future, keep them well and let them lead the way. Well, in this particular case, she suspects, rightfully, that the vaccine of the mother is what did it. And she says we should go down this path and take a look before we recommend anybody else, any other pregnant women do this. And I don't know if you recall, but they claimed at the time, Dr. Fauci, the fraud, said, yeah, pregnant women, it's not a problem. It's been tested and it's not a problem. You know, the efficacy of the drug would be fine. And so these women get this. I mean, I don't even know how you could possibly believe that they studied this enough for you to put your baby at risk. But if you're a leftist, you don't think of your baby as anything. It was a human being, so why not? So anyway, they did it. A lot of these women took the, I'll go and do it, though. It's better for my baby. They convinced some of these women it was better for their children. And here's the sad part. When leftist women don't have perfect babies, they kill them. They will kill them after the fact. They will let them die. They will put a pillow over their head. They will rationalize killing their kids faster than anybody because they want them to be perfect. They want perfect little children. So don't expect anything to contradict the norm. But I can tell you this, and I'm going to give it to you on my expert common sense opinion. These women and these babies would not be experiencing myocarditis if they hadn't gotten the shot. These kids would grow up normal. And I'm going to tell you something else. These kids, many of these children are never going to be able to have children of their own. Because this is what the outcome was meant to be. So they're getting what they want. In other words, folks, as we've learned, there's gambling in this here casino. We got a lot more to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Don't let COVID cause you grief. For the price of only $5,000 a month, you can get COVID insurance. It won't save you from the disease, nor will it save you from any of the problems of life. But it'll make you feel good to know that you're protected from COVID. Hey, Bill, something wrong with your car? What are you doing staring at that engine? Why don't you just call a mechanic?
Well, Ted, I did call a mechanic. He says there's nothing he can do about it. It's COVID.
Hey, Chuck, what are you doing over there? Did you lose your keys?
No, Ted. I can't get into the house because of COVID.
If you're experiencing problems in your life due to COVID, don't worry. So is everybody else. COVID insurance is a public service announcement of the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Not available in Texas and Florida. All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Why do I ridicule this COVID nonsense? Because it deserves it. That's why. And I'm never going to let people live it down that were the naysayers calling me a conspiracy theorist when, in fact, I was a conspiracy realist. I recognized COVID for what it was. I had my suspicions at the beginning. I noted. I said, folks, there's something very different about how they are doing this whole COVID thing and how they're rolling it out. And what did we get? We got all of the nonsense that we're now seeing about COVID. And there's the guys over at Grabian made a series of videos that showcase the craziness of this, what I call the COVID lies, and they did it by volume, volume one, volume two, excuse me, and I know there's at least five. And here's volume three of them talking about the lies of COVID. Should we do three or, I'm sorry, was it volume five? I forget which one. I think it might be five. But here's them talking about it, and this was what they said and how it ended up. And this highlights everything that I said on this show for the better part of 2 years, maybe 3 years. Here it is.
You will always have conspiracy theories when you have very challenging public health crises. They are nothing but distractions.
President retweeting a conspiracy video alleging that masks do not work. The video was then removed by Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube because it violated rules against spreading misinformation.
The second most powerful man in the world revealing himself in this video as a mask truther.
A major study finding masks made no difference in stopping the spread.
Mask mandates, it turns out, were an utter failure. It's not me saying it, but the New York Times. The mask mandates did nothing. Will any lessons be learned? Brett Stevens cites a comprehensive British review of 78 randomized studies with more than 600,000 participants.
So that wasn't scientifically fair.
Effective.
The mask guidance.
Correct.
Was not
it science. Wasn't science-based, and the 6 feet of distancing was arbitrary.
All around the country, over the weekend, protests popped up. These morons and internet conspiracy theories demanding an immediate end to lockdowns. And let's be honest, people, this is both insane and counterproductive. Because the more you gather in groups, the longer the lockdown will have to go on.
Did lockdowns during COVID prevent severe effects from COVID-19? Did it help in the arc of the pandemic? Economists from Johns Hopkins say no.
The report warned against using lockdowns as a pandemic measure in the future because of the low effectiveness on mortality and the consequences for the economy.
The lockdowns, in terms of their effects on mortality, we measured it against mortality, were basically irrelevant.
They destroyed people. They literally killed people. When you shut down medical care, in spring of 2020 alone, there were 650,000 cancer chemotherapy patients in this country alone. Half of them didn't get their chemo because they were afraid. They were told it was dangerous to go to a medical facility.
You weighed in on a theory that's been floating around that perhaps the number of fatalities related to COVID-19 is being inflated because people are actually dying of other things. What's your read on that theory?
You know, Savannah, there is absolutely no evidence that that's the case at all. You know, I think it falls under the category of something that's very unfortunate, these conspiracy theories that we hear about.
Even the wackos, Trump wackos, are doing conspiracy theories saying those numbers are padded.
What should we say to people who conspiracy theorize about an overcount of the deaths?
Well, up now to my conversation with L.A. County Health Director Barbara Ferrer, who last week acknowledged the county may be overcounting COVID deaths by as much as 20%.
Could it be a secondary contributing cause? So, for example, somebody with kidney disease, COVID then pushes them over the edge to have kidney failure. That's COVID as a contributing cause. And then the third is COVID as an incidental finding. So somebody coming in with a gunshot wound or a heart attack and they happen to test positive.
Now, part of the conspiracy theory is that the disease started in a laboratory in Wuhan.
Just weeks ago, Dr. Anthony Fauci rejected the conspiracy that coronavirus was man-made in a lab in Wuhan, China. And yet this week, Donald Trump is still pushing the debunked bunkum.
A lot of people on the right love that phrase, escape from the lab, because it sounds like something from a Marvel movie or a comic book.
Everyone who believes in the conspiracy is saying that it came out of a lab in Wuhan rather than through food at a market.
And he continued to push a conspiracy theory that has already been debunked by our intelligence community. This whole notion that the coronavirus was developed in a Chinese lab. That has been debunked.
There's a report today that another intelligence arm of the U.S. government, this is inside our Energy Department, has joined the FBI in concluding that COVID began with a lab leak in China.
Is that I don't know who to trust.
Yeah.
Right? I certainly don't trust reporters because reporters treated this initially as if it was nothing more than a crazy, unhinged conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
So who do you trust, right? You can't trust the legacy media outlets because that was their narrative.
It came out of the city that has the Wuhan Institute of Virology, a Chinese lab that worked on coronaviruses. And that is an awfully large coincidence. And that's what I've thought throughout, that that was an awfully large coincidence.
Yeah. The last guy, by the way, that was talking from the Young Turks, he was the one who was debunking. He would say, oh, it didn't come out of a lab. And then at the end, he's like, oh, why wouldn't it? It was obvious that it came from a lab. These people are amazing. How much time do we have to dissect this? Masks don't work. Videos removed by Facebook. It violated the rules. Mask, as it turns out, what, folks? Made no difference. And you want to know how I knew? Because, as one of my friends said, if you can smell bacon through it, then it ain't working. Will any lessons be learned, they said. 78 randomized studies. And while the left were talking about science, there was zero science to this. And in fact, the one lady said, 6 feet of social distancing was arbitrary. What did I say? I said, why not 5.5 feet? Why not 7 feet? Why not 13 feet 2 inches? It didn't matter. The mask actually read on the package, does not stop you from getting any airborne pathogen. Yet, you know, let's get the mask on. We're going to take a short break, talk about a few more of these different things, and we'll play the second of these videos that we captured.
Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The hunt for the small submarine carrying 5 people that went missing Sunday near the wreckage of the Titanic in the Atlantic Ocean is reaching a sad conclusion. The Coast Guard said today an underwater search vessel spotted a debris field near the famous ocean liner 2 miles under the sea. The BBC reports that debris field is indeed from the Titan submersible. Batteries, carbon capture, wind, and hydrogen among the new energy agreements the U.S. and India have agreed on. Deals made official during Prime Minister Modi's visit to the White House. The Supreme Court's rejecting a lawsuit filed by the Navajo Nation over water rights. The tribe contended an 1868 treaty requires the U.S. government to secure water access. The High Court says not so. New York Congressman George Santos says his $500,000 bail on fraud charges was co-signed by his aunt and his father. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So, they called us morons. And they over the internet conspiracy theorist lockdowns. Is what we were talking about, not wanting lockdowns. That's what Trevor Noah, thankfully gone from TV, called us morons. But, and what's interesting is that everybody who called us morons, all the people who were debunking the COVID lies and conspiracies that we were talking about, all of these folks have all been now proven to be liars. They know nothing about it. Now, why am I talking about COVID and why have I dedicated the show to this? Because it's a metaphor. You want to throw in climate change? Take everything I've said, substitute climate change, you get the same show. Hey, you want something else? Cops killing black people. Put that in there. White folks are evil. White men are the biggest existential threat, or white conservative men are the biggest existential threat to man. Put that in there. The border, put it in there. This is merely a metaphor. It is a fabric for you to make your determinations of what do you believe. By the way, at the end of the clip we played in the first of this particular hour, the first segment of this hour, the girl from the Young Turks says, "We don't know what to believe." Now, months earlier, her boss, this Turkish guy, it talked about us as being crazy because we said Wuhan flu began in Wuhan. We were crazy for that. Then at the end, he goes, wasn't it obvious? Wouldn't everybody know? On that very show where they made us out to be idiots, they then come back on and act as if they never said it. That's leftism at its finest. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So, the first of these series made by the guys at Gravian is all about what they said then and what proved to be right. And you'll notice when you were listening to that clip, everything they talked about was the conspiracy theorists say this. The conspiracy theorists say this. Colbert, all of them. The conspiracy theorists say this. And you know what happened in every one of those things where they said we were conspiracy theorists? In every single incident, not some of them, in all of them, it turned out we were right. How many times do you have to be right before you realize I'm pretty good at this? I mean, I'm amazed at how many people second-guess themselves because an expert said it. Don't misunderstand me. When you're stupid on something, know you're stupid on it and just defer. I do it all the time. I used to not. If you're in that mode, you want to impress people. Oh, check me out. I'm really smart. But if you're the type of person that says, no, I want to get to know you, what is your expertise in? And when somebody gives you their expertise, you don't try to trump them. You say, well, let me give you the little bit I know about it. And then I'd love to hear you destroy me. Right? That's the way you learn. So you do that, and then those people go, well, Kevin, yeah, technically that would be okay, except, and now you're all ears. Okay, what? We should be ready to hear. But let me tell you something. I don't have to, when something violates common sense, like somebody tell me, lockdowns are good for you. Explain to me how that works. Look in nature and ask yourself, do ants stop working? Do they? Look at the way the animal kingdom works. What makes them stop working? What makes elephants decide to not forage? What makes a lion determine that we're not going to go out and hunt? That's a job for them. What makes them not do it? Absolutely nothing. Come what may, in the animal kingdom, they don't know what diseases hit them. They got hit by anthrax, whatever else. It wasn't man that saved the animals. The animals still got to go to work. And you know what? People are going to die. Animals are going to die. It is the nature of things. But you don't lock it down. And you certainly don't lock it down based on the stuff we were getting. They warned against lockdowns in the future. This is the WHO and all these other people. They said it was basically irrelevant. And then, worse than that, it killed people. 650,000 cancer patients were told it was too dangerous for them to get chemo, and half of them didn't get it. How many of those folks died? Then, what was the next thing? We told them, your numbers are inflated. You're saying COVID killed people that died with COVID and not from COVID. You're talking about people with two, you know, headshots, you know, dying from COVID and so on and so forth. Inflating the numbers. Why? Because they wanted to create fear. And they did it. Then what did we learn? First of all, they told us no evidence that the numbers were overinflated. There's no evidence. Listen, the experts say there's no evidence. Experts, no evidence. Trump wackos is what they called us. Conspiracy theorists, again, they use that term every single time. To the point where we created a shirt that said conspiracy realist. I wish more people had bought it. I wore it the other day, and a buddy of mine, his kid plays on the same baseball team. He looked at me, he goes, I'm with y'all with that shirt, man. I said, well, thanks. Overreported is what we learned. They then came out and go, yep, it was overreported. Disease started in Wuhan. Conspiracy theorists, Fauci rejected the theory. Debunked bunkum is what Joy Reid said of it. How possibly could it have escaped from a lab in Wuhan when, of course, all the people dying were dying in Wuhan, getting sick, were getting sick in Wuhan. And then what did we learn? I just saw this the other day. They literally said the other day that the first people to get sick were at the lab. At the lab. After giving us the bat theory at the Chinese fish market and all the other crap. This is where we are, folks. And then they even said this. The idea that the Wuhan disease that was killing Chinese only did not originate in China. And it was debunked by, you ready? America's intel community. Yeah, these are the same people that said, 51 of whom said Hunter Biden's laptop was likely Russian misinformation. What do we learn about that? See, when I'm talking to you about this stuff, I'm telling you, look at how they piece it together. All the media says it. The media experts, the pundits, they bring in all these medical experts. They bring in virologists, epidemiologists, all paid to say what they want them to say. And I love the names. Election deniers. Vax, anti-vax zealots. What do they call us? The anti-vaxxers. And a host of other things, all meant to be negatives. And then what happens? It turns out they were right. And then do they make it, whoa, I tell you what, the anti-vaxxers were right. Oh, I tell you what, the election deniers were right. Oh, I tell you what, the January 6th doubters were right. Oh, it turns out, whatever. The border knucklehead, you know, I don't know what they call us, but they got a name for everything. And it turns out we're right. Do they ever backtrack and go, you know what, sorry guys, You're wrong. Did he apologize? The mass Nazis, the shot Nazis, the vax Nazis, do they apologize for anything? Of course not. So what? You were right. We thought we were right, as Fauci said. Well, it happens to be the data at the time. At the time. That's what the data was saying at the time. In other words, they're entitled to change their position on something when it suits them. We didn't know at the time. Well, it's funny, because I don't hold any expert credentials in any of these things. And you know what I know? I've been right the entire time. So here's what I would ask you. When do we start evaluating what is the expert? Who do we define as expert? Why is somebody on the payroll as an expert getting it so wrong? That's what I'd be curious to know. That's not an expert. Now, look, I'm not telling you anything you don't know. I'm going to give you some other statistics, and when we come back in the next hour, I'm going to play this other clip. Maybe we can play a part of it now, just so we can set it up. But here's what I will tell you. I'm not going to depend on experts. I'm going to depend on common sense. And I hope that the people listening to this program, I hope you're starting to wake up about this. And understand, you're a lot smarter than you think. They're not dumb. Don't think for one second this has to do with them being stupid. Because it doesn't. What it has to do is with them is them being crooked. They are crooked. They set a narrative. They say, this is what we're going to convince you of. And that's what they set, what they go for. The worst thing that can happen to them is when you no longer believe the narrative. They hate it. And that's why I keep talking about this stuff. They hate it when we showcase every single day, in our case, 5 days a week, 2 hours a day, their lies. We put them on Front Street. And then it makes it more difficult for them to fool more and more of the masses. And the only question we should be asking ourselves is this, folks. How do we get our information down to the people who really need to understand it?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Tonight, while Governor Newsom is telling all of us to have Thanksgiving dinner outside, he's facing some new fallout for that fancy birthday dinner party he went to at the French Laundry.
It was in Napa, which was in the orange status, relatively loose compared to some other counties. It was to be an outdoor restaurant.
Raising some new questions about the governor's claims that the dinner was outdoors, as he has repeatedly claimed.
And I let my guard down, and I apologize.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot has been adamant that people stay home and socially distance for weeks.
I can't make this any clearer. You absolutely must stay at home. We will cite you, and if we need you, we will arrest you, and we will take you to jail. Period. There should be nothing unambiguous about that.
I guess you would all imagine that a lot of people were surprised when she made a trip to the hair salon.
I take my personal hygiene very seriously. As I said, I felt like I needed to have a haircut.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi under fire tonight after security footage showed her inside a San Francisco hair salon that's closed to the general public.
It was a setup, so I take responsibility for falling for a setup. And that's all I'm going to say on that. I think that they owe that this salon owes me an apology.
Almost immediately after telling the rest of New York City to stay inside, for example, Mayor Bill de Blasio loaded up his SUV with government bodyguards and headed for the gym across town in Brooklyn.
I need exercise. And again, I have to stay healthy so I can make the decisions for the people of this city.
The leader is embroiled in controversy for attending a party at 10 Downing Street in May of 2020. At the time, the country was under a strict government-imposed lockdown.
That I myself fell short when it came to observing the very rules which the government I lead had introduced to protect the public.
Let's put into practice what it truly means to love our neighbors as ourselves by making sacrifices to protect their health. Let's stay home for them.
Not long after recording the video you just saw, Trudeau left the Capitol and traveled all the way to Quebec to visit his family at their lake house, just like you'd want to do on Easter. If you were allowed to do that, but you're not allowed, so stop complaining.
Former president tweeted, it might be Labor Day weekend, but let's all remember that we're still in the middle of a pandemic. Wear a mask, practice social distancing, and follow the experts. It'll save lives. Former president can be seen in pictures hitting the dance floor without a mask. We're told that he danced all night and had a great time.
San Francisco Mayor London Breed was defiant today when asked about video of her without a mask at a nightclub earlier this week.
I got up and started dancing because I was feeling the spirit. And I wasn't thinking about a mask. I was thinking about having a good time.
Austin Mayor Steve Adler is apologizing tonight for traveling to Mexico with a group of family and friends last month, despite urging Austinites to stay home.
That he issued this message on the night of November 9th.
And we need to, stay home if you can.
He was doing it from a timeshare in Cabo San Lucas.
Sorry I took that trip. It was a lapse in judgment.
Governor Whitmer is facing some backlash after a picture surfaced of her dining at a restaurant with at least 12 other people at a table, a violation of the state health department's epidemic order.
This, it was an honest mistake, and I have apologized for it.
Well, Devin, the governor spent a lot of time asking Michiganders not to go on spring break, particularly in Florida. It took the governor's office a couple of months to confirm it, but she indeed flew from Lansing to West Palm Beach in a private jet on March 12th, spent the weekend with her father and headed back to Lansing on March 15th.
Again and again, they do the very things they punish us for doing. When they're caught, they acknowledge no shame. They are entirely lacking in self-awareness. They have no idea how absurd they are.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. What you heard there was a litany of people who rained down their mandates on you, and then decided, you know what? I don't need to follow them. Pelosi had the nerve to say she was set up. She was set up. Like, she's the one that calls this hairdresser and says, I want you to come out and get do this for me. But the hairdresser had her camera on, but Pelosi was set up. Doing what you couldn't do, what she mandated you couldn't do. Gavin Newsom mandating what you couldn't do. Whitmer mandating what you couldn't do. Lori Lightfoot mandating what you couldn't do. And by the way, Cuomo did it. All of them did it. Every single one of these Gestapo lockdown communists did everything they told you couldn't do. And look at the excuses. Now, you want to apply it to COVID? How about you apply it to stock market? How about you apply it to where immigrants are going to live and neighborhoods you live in and rules that you've got to play by? Take any of the things that we're talking about. Tax policy. These people write tax policy, violate tax policy. These people tell you, here's how you can't have a gun while they go out and get concealed licenses, hire bodyguards, do whatever. they tell you. You tell me what it is that you do, I will tell you how the elites absolutely, completely get around it. We have a glaring example today. Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden should be in jail by anybody's standards. But the rules don't apply to him. What about his daddy? What about just looking into him for the allegations that have been waged against him? We can't even get the FBI, the people who are supposed to give Americans justice, we can't get those guys to pay attention. You know, it's a double standard. So, what else? Hillary Clinton, James Comey, everybody involved in the coup that has occurred. What about the, here's a better example, Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff lied. I mean, think about the worst thing you could do as a congressman. You say, I've got proof that this guy colluded with the Russians. And then he gets exonerated at every point. You still pass the lie. You can't even get a censure in Congress because these elites are so packed together in what they're doing. Lori Lightfoot talked about arresting people if they were caught out during lockdown. And what did she do? I have to get my hair cut. I care about what she say. I care about my hygiene. Did she arrest herself? They every one of them had a convenient excuse, didn't they? Well, listen, what did one of them said? Something along the lines, I think it was the governor of New York, Bill de Blasio, said, listen, I've got to rule. I've got to be able to move about because I'm the one that's making the rules for all of you. So, you know, the rules apply to thee, but not to me. Reminds me of Let Them Eat Cake. So when I talk to you about these various people and what they're doing, what I want to tell you is when they're putting this together, as you start looking at anything, whether they talk about global climate change or they talk about the border or they talk about police killing people or they talk about taking away your guns or they talk about whatever, whatever they're talking about, it will not apply to them. They will live in their gated communities. They will fly in their private jets. They want to talk to you about your carbon footprint. I guarantee you, they give zero thought to it throughout their day. They need to function. Because they need to function at a level higher than you, well, that's the way it works. And that's what bugs me. See, when you unpack the lies, that's what it's really all about. It's about them being able to preserve their way of life, to mandate to you things that they would never accept for themselves. But they can mandate it for you. And don't misunderstand me. I get that there's a if the world's coming to an end, I've watched, what was it, of these Armageddon-type films where they say, this is the pecking order. I realize I'm not part of the elite in the pecking order. I'm not going to get brought into the cave to, you know, for posterity, for them to say we got to have more Kevin Jacksons in the world. Quite the contrary. I get it. I get that, and you probably understand, you're not going to get selected in the lottery of life. If the world's going to come to an end and they don't know who to, they want to try to make survive, we're not going to get picked. We understand there's a pecking order. We've been used to it. We know there's a chain of command in the military. We know that there's a hierarchy, an org chart in companies, and we know where we fit. But when it comes to my own personal freedoms, I'm the CEO of that. Nobody should be able to tell me or you, let's lock down or do this, if they're not willing to follow the same rules. If you want to lock down and you can, you got Zoom, you know, it just because you want to eat out at a restaurant, there is nothing about eating out at a restaurant when you should be locked down that you should be able to do that I shouldn't be able to do. See, there are things that supersede your legislative authority. I think you get my point.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.